Hello, we're out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm Eric Jansen. Tonight, Street Requiem. The California premiere of this very special concert is this weekend, Saturday night at Old First Church in San Francisco, and Sunday afternoon at the Congregational Church of San Mateo. It features famed mezzo-soprano Frederica von Stada, chamber orchestra, and a mass chorus of singers, including San Francisco's Singers of the Street, a homeless choir we'll hear more about shortly. The work is designed to draw attention to the conditions of people living on our streets and in other precarious situations here and around the globe. Street Requiem's world premiere in Australia last year and its U.S. premiere this January both garnered high critical praise. Dallas Magazine's music critic called it a remarkable, unique, and beautiful work and unfailingly engaging. Stick around for a sneak preview. We'll hear music from Street Requiem over this half hour. And here to tell us about Street Requiem are two very special guests, two of its three creators. One is no stranger to the Bay Area. She led the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus for over a decade, from 2000 to 2010. And in 2010, she founded Singers of the Street, a San Francisco choir for and mostly made up of people without secure shelter. They will sing in this weekend's concerts, which benefit the group. She's since moved back to her homeland, Australia, where she teaches music and is the co-artistic director of the School of Hard Knocks. And we're happy to have her back here for a visit. So great to see you, Kathleen.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be here.
Kathleen McGuire, I should say her full name. Dr. Kathleen McGuire, welcome back to Out in the Bay.
Thank you, Eric.
And if you would please introduce your co-creator, the gentleman you brought here with you.
Yes. Andy Payne is a teacher, playwright, poet, and occasional singer who is passionate about community involvement in the arts. He trained originally in the Guildhall in London and has written and directed projects for schools, youth, and community groups in the UK and in Australia. And you'll hear his beautiful accent in a moment. Andy joined Jonathan Welch and I, in fact Jonathan's the third creator who was not able to join us this time, to work on the self-devised My Fair Label musical with the School of Hope and with the Choir of Hope and Inspiration, which is Melbourne's street choir, and has worked with Jonathan ever since on projects in Melbourne and in Sydney, and he's the director of curriculum for the School of Hard Knocks. And Andy also teaches drama and creative writing programs for that organization. And the School of Hard Knocks has grown from what was originally the Choir of Hard Knocks, which started 9 years ago.
And the Choir of Hard Knocks is similar to the other, like, Singers of the Street that we have here?
Yes, and in fact, that's the group that inspired Singers of the Street, because Jonathan came and visited me here in San Francisco and saw the problems we had on our streets, and he said to me, you really need to do this here. And it took me a few years and to find the right people to help get it off the ground, and then we did. And since I've moved back, I've been working closely with Jonathan as the programs have grown to other cities and many other programs.
Okay, so let's hear some of Street Requiem. Tell us what we're going to hear first.
I'm going to have Andy introduce this because he wrote these words.
Thank you, Kathleen, and good evening. The first piece we're going to hear is called Ubi Caritas, Charity and Love. The whole piece is a requiem, and so many people will recognize the standard movements from the requiem, which is often found in the Catholic Church. This particular piece, Ubi Caritas, begins with the lines, "What is it that scares you when it's change I'm looking for?" spoken by the people from the street. Obviously, the word change has a double meaning here. When it's change I'm looking for, as in, you know, give me a dime or a dollar or whatever, but also I would like to change my situation. Mm-hmm. So that's this particular song. It's addressed very much to the audience, asking them, why are you scared of me? What is it that upsets you about what's going on here? Is it that you're scared of me physically, or is it that perhaps you're scared that you might find yourself one day here on the street as well? That's the lyric. If we could listen to the tune, that would be great.
This way. What is it that scares you that makes you?
That's Ubi Caritas. Did I say that right?
Ubi Caritas.
Ubi Caritas. I don't know my Latin. Charity and Love from Street Requiem. You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Eric Jansen. My guests are two of the three co-creators of Street Requiem, which will be performed this weekend, the California premiere in San Francisco Saturday night and in San Mateo Sunday afternoon. Tell us the venues and where people can get ticket information.
Well, Saturday night is at Old First Presbyterian Church, which is located at the corner of Van Ness and Sacramento at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday at the Congregational Church of San Mateo, which is located at 225 Tilton Avenue at 2 p.m.
And tickets there, there's their website to find information.
Yeah, they can get tickets at the door and also at streetrequiem.blogspot.com and click on the tickets tab. It's a bit of a tongue twister there, isn't it?
That's good.
Yeah.
So that piece we just heard, the lyrics, what is it that scares you? First of all, who's singing on this particular recording?
Yeah, I wanted to mention that.
That is Melbourne Street Choir, the Choir of Hope and Inspiration. And that piece was specifically written for them to sing as part of the Requiem as a whole. So they are addressing the audience, what is it that scares you? And the repeated line that we heard at the end there, you know, why do you spend your time now watching life from the stalls when all the drama happens outside the concert hall?
I understand. We should explain.
Yes, I understand. I need a little translation here. As an Englishman, originally, stalls are the expensive seats. Think of orchestra stall, but the expensive seats at the front. So, what I was trying to say was to the audience, you know, why do you spend your time watching life from the stalls when actually what the real action is happening outside there on the street? I think that was quite a powerful lyric when it was sung by the street choir. And they certainly enjoyed singing that and addressing the audience directly in that way.
So what kind of reaction did you get with that, with that first concert? The people who came to it, what kind of venue was it in? I'm curious how that, how it was received in Melbourne.
Well, their first performance was at our premier concert hall. It was only built 5 years ago at the Melbourne Recital Centre. So it really was an exercise in contrast. In fact, I experienced something similar here in San Francisco for the 100th anniversary of the San Francisco Symphony because they invited singers of the street to come and sing at their 100th celebration in the foyer for all the very well-to-do guests.
Right.
And so it was a fantastic exercise for everybody concerned. A great experience for the singers of the street to be inside Davis Symphony Hall, and a great experience for the patrons of San Francisco Symphony to be rubbing shoulders with people from the street. It was a really nice invitation, and a lot of great things came out of that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You know, always hard to know how awkward people are going to feel in those situations, or how much minds are going to be opened.
Well, and really, the reason why these groups exist, I think, is to break down those barriers. One person at a time, because I think the fear that Ubicaritas talks about is very much about fear of the unknown. And people often say to me, what should I do when I meet somebody on the street, when they ask me for money? And I say hello.
Yes.
It really is that simple.
It is that simple,
yeah.
Yes.
Have a conversation. Yeah. Be human. Yeah.
So it's people find that so hard to do because mm-hmm. I think especially in the last few years here in San Francisco, we feel perhaps overwhelmed, and I feel this huge growing widening gap between the rich and the poor here in the city as we have this huge economic boom, you know, for the third time now, the third tech boom. And it just seems much, much more severe. I'm curious to know what your perceptions are just being here the last few days as you get ready for this concert this weekend.
I was in San Francisco earlier in the year, and that was in January, February time. And to me, things seem to have got considerably worse. I know it's summer now, and clearly there'll be more people on the street for that reason. But I've been struck by the huge numbers of people that there are here. Mm-hmm. On the streets, and how difficult that must be for them, and also for the people walking past, in terms of what we were just talking about. What do I do? What do I say? I can't help everybody, so what should I do? Should I keep going? But very much what Kathleen was just saying, I think often acknowledgement, eye-to-eye contact, a smile. The first gentleman who stopped me when I arrived here, I said to him, look, I'm sorry, I've just arrived in the country. I have no money at all. I cannot give you anything. He said, no, that's fine. He said, thank you for stopping. Thank you for talking to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? And we had a very pleasant conversation.
Yeah, that's good.
And I like to think that was as important to him than the, you know, couple of dollars that I might otherwise have dropped, you know, in his hand.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Some actual mm-hmm. human connection instead of just fear.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and this is one of the things we're really trying to achieve with Street Requiem is to help break down those barriers. I mean, people who sing get to come and participate in this way. We're raising monies for Singers of the Street celebrating their 5th anniversary as a choir together. So everyone who's participating on the stage is getting to help in a really tangible way, as well as conveying a message. And with this work, we're really mourning those who've died innocently on the streets, whether it's through homelessness, poverty, illness, hate crime, violence, and war. I mean, there's so many people who die innocent on the streets. So, but we're also trying to have a message of hope, and that's why a lot of this music is actually very uplifting. And deliberately not overly religious, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because we're really trying to reach many, many people about a lot of different issues. So here in the Bay Area too, I think there's statistically there's a disproportionate number of queer people who are on the streets, because people come to San Francisco looking for a better life and find somewhere that's very expensive to live and very hard to break into certain markets. And I think this year alone in the United States, there have been 17 trans women killed, many on the streets. So, you know, we're really trying to acknowledge all of those people with this work.
I know the city did a homeless count. They've been doing biannual homeless counts for many years now. And last time around, 2 years ago, I believe, was the first time that they counted LGBT people in that study and mm-hmm. found that there were a higher proportion. And I think the assumption was it would be a lot of queer youth, but actually there were older mm-hmm. men and women who were homeless and were gay or lesbian or transgender. Mm. How did you two happen to get together to work on this project?
Well, Jonathan was the brainchild behind all of this, and Jonathan Welsh. And he had the idea and came to us and felt that he knew that I had experience as a composer. He knew that Andy had, you know, great ideas with words and music, and thought that the three of us would do a good job together. And when we first all came together, I was scratching my head a little bit, saying, "Really?" Because it can be hard work creating as a team, and it took us about 9 to 10 months to do it.
Yes. It was rather strange because I didn't know Kathleen. I'd heard only about her reputation. And
how did that make you feel?
Reputation?
it's quite overwhelming to be told you're going to work with a very, very talented person, and this is what we're going to be working on. But we settled, and I think almost from the first meeting we realised that there was a certain commonality about what we wanted to achieve through this. There was more agreement than there was disagreement. And we had a ball doing it. It was a very, very interesting piece to work on. I know that the overall wisdom is that collaborations of this sort, you know, co-compositions aren't generally successful and cause a lot of tears and trauma. But I think we may have bucked the trend on this one. Mm-hmm.
So how did you happen to bring in Friederike von Stade?
Oh, well, that's actually a different Jonathan.
Okay.
Yes.
Jonathan Pallant in Dallas, Texas. He started Dallas Street Choir, and to launch that choir, he decided to use his Credo Choir, which is a community choir he conducts in Texas. He put on a performance, and it was the U.S. premiere of Street Requiem in January this year. And he just decided to ask Friederike if she would come and do the mezzo solo, and was very surprised when she said, "Absolutely, yes. When? What time?" And
wow!
And so, being here in the Bay Area, I asked her, "Would you come and do this as well?" And she agreed.
So she will be there, folks, this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Tell us again where, and then we're going to hear some music.
Yes, this will be at Old First Presbyterian Church, 7 p.m. on Saturday night, and on Sunday at the Congregational Church of San Mateo at 2 p.m.
So we are going to hear, and you can find information at streetrequiem.blogspot.com.
That's right.
Okay, I remembered that. Wow. Okay, we're going to hear now Lacrimosa, Night Tears, right? That's what mm-hmm. you've chosen next. And what? Tell us a little bit about that.
We are indeed. And I'm hoping that people will recognize it, particularly those people who may have Irish ancestry. This was brought about by... as a response to violence on the streets. And there were a number of incidents that were happening during the time of the composition. There were some very high-profile cases. There was one woman in particular who was a member of the ABC staff, the national broadcaster, who was attacked and killed on the streets.
That's ABC Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
right. One, yes. But it's not necessarily about her, because at the same time there were other people almost without names. I'm thinking of street workers, women and men working on the streets who were subject to violent attacks, outrage. And we wanted to acknowledge them. So that this is a requiem. We are saying, you know, we want to remember these people. And Lacrimosa is obviously a formal part of the Requiem. It's the day of weeping, the day of sadness. And that's the emotion, the feeling. It begins, "She moved through the street as she moved through the fair, with footsteps behind her, the wind in her hair, the swan on the river, the shark in the bay, and life like the tide slowly ebbing away."
Let's hear it. That's Lacrimosa, Night Tears from Street Requiem, which will have its California premiere this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'm Eric Jansen. You're listening to Out in the Bay. My guests are Kathleen McGuire and Andy Payne of the School of Hard Knocks in Melbourne, Australia, and who are sort of presenters of this thing in some way, right?
Well, it's actually being presented by Welcome Ministry, which is run by Megan Rohr.
Here in San Francisco?
Yes, here in San Francisco, and they are the fiscal sponsor of Singers of the Street.
And tell us about Singers of the Street. That's the beneficiary of this, right. And they're also participating by being in the concert.
Yes, and they're actually doing the opening set, so they're the opening act, and they are led now by Ashley Moore, and I started this group 5 years ago here in San Francisco, and at the moment they've got about a dozen singers, but they've probably had about 100 through their doors over the last 5 years, and it's a really great way for people to share their talents, to feel inspired. I've had singers say to me it's the only time in their week where somebody knows their name and cares if they show up. The positive effects are fantastic. They are the voice of, the homelessness, voice of homelessness in our city here in San Francisco.
I'm curious to know, is this a sort of phenomenon around the world now, or that there are homeless choirs or choirs made up of homeless people or people affected by homelessness in some way?
Yes.
Is that a movement that, where does this all come from?
Well, it started in Montreal,
Montreal, yes.
Yeah, and Jonathan heard about it. He picked up a Reader's Digest on a trip just over 10 years ago and heard about a group in Montreal. And then he decided to start one in Sydney. There's actually an opera program in London. There are choirs in London and Berlin and, various places around the world. There's one in Vancouver. So many being formed across the United States. And in fact, we're even talking about having some events where we all get together, which would be really something.
And we're hoping that they'll all get to sing Street Requiem at some point.
Yes.
And so we're very pleased that Singers of the Street are taking it on here.
And I'm curious, now, Kathleen, you have a history of using music as a part of activism, which is what these groups are doing. And as I know, artistic director and conductor of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. And and Andy, I don't know, what's your experience in that range?
My background is as a school teacher, working in London in some of the more disadvantaged areas there. And I've always used drama in particular as a way of helping people achieve a voice. And so music, I've come to rather late in life, but it's been an extension of that. And therefore I'm very pleased to be helping people find a way of speaking out, of speaking up, and being recognized, which I think is very much what we're trying to achieve here.
We actually have, we haven't mentioned that there's actually a choir of 70 represented, representing about 12 different choirs here in the Bay Area, including the Choral Project coming. They're coming all the way up from San Jose, and we've got the Community Women's Orchestra playing. So it's a real community effort with about 100 people on stage.
Wow, that's going to be make quite an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's great. Just the number of people have come out of the woodwork to help with this is amazing.
It's gratifying to see it. I mean, we wrote the piece so that it would involve high-class professional musicians, community choirs, and to involve the singers from the street. And that's very much what's happening here in San Francisco. So we're really pleased.
Okay, so instead of going with our theme song tonight, we're going to actually go out with Gloria, Anthem of Empowerment, which is also from this Street Requiem. Before we do that, I just want to... There's one more thing. I mentioned early on that the music critic from Dallas Magazine spoke very highly, but he said specifically, the religious texts were constantly questioned, but with an effect that produced transformation rather than blasphemy. And I'm curious to know about how, Andy, I guess this is a question for you. how are you sort of challenging some of the religious prescriptions, if I can use that word?
Well, the Requiem is traditionally a Christian way of looking at things, but we didn't want the work to be overly Christian. We wanted it to appeal to Christians, but we also wanted it to appeal to people from other faiths and people who have no faith, or as we might understand it in the traditional way. We set out to be inclusive from the beginning. Mm.
So we actually deliberately took out some of the God language and put in translation. So you hear English alongside Latin so that it can be understood by everybody in a sort of modern vernacular.
Mm-hmm. So it has that choral style that's based in religious music without being overtly religious. Is that fair to say?
It has a number of choral styles in it. And you'll hear in the next piece, or the last piece that we're going to hear, some really fascinating styles and rhythms that Kathleen was responsible for.
Okay. Yes, I went to South Africa and got inspired.
Fantastic. So we're going to hear a little bit of everything. I want to thank you both so much, Andy Payne and Kathleen McGuire, for being here. And as I said, we'll be hearing Gloria from Street Requiem underneath as I read the credits. And to remind you, this show's this weekend, Saturday, August 29th, 7 p.m. at Old First Presbyterian Church in San Francisco, and Sunday, August 30th, 2 p.m. at the Congregational Church of San Mateo. And you can find info at streetrequiem.blogspot.com. You've been listening to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. If you missed part of tonight's broadcast or just want to hear the whole thing again, you can on our website, outinthebay.org. It should be posted within an hour after broadcast. Out in the Bay is independently produced by me and Marilyn Pittman. We thank KALW for studio use and airtime, and thanks very much to tonight's studio engineer, Debbie Kennedy. As an independent production, we get no financial help from KALW nor from NPR. We rely on community support. Please join our friends and generous supporters, Richard Merck and Brad Payton of Portola Valley, and donate at outinthebay.org. It's tax deductible because we're nonprofit. We'll thank you on the air only if you say it's okay. Thank you all so much. While you're there at Out in the Bay, sign up for free weekly podcasts, hear past shows, and download the Stitcher app to hear us on mobile devices. It's all free at outinthebay.org. I'm Eric Jansen. Thanks for listening.